from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, and On the Line is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And Nick joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Nick, good morning. Happy football season.
Great to be on with you guys for another football season. It's a beautiful day here in Las Vegas, Nevada, doing shows out here for the next couple days, and pumped to be on with you guys again.
Where are you on the Bears?
I feel like Bears fans are not going to like this. I will say, let me preface this by saying we'll dull the blow a little bit here, and I don't have to be right, but I think that Caleb Williams is going to be awesome. I think he's great. I love Roma Dunze. I love some of the pieces that they have on defense, particularly in the secondary. Really like DeAndre Swift. I don't think the Bears are going to be great this year, though. And I know that they're a really hot, like, win total over team at 8.5. Like, this even has been bet up to 9.5 at some places. I can never get there on the Chicago Bears. And the reason why, guys, Matt Eberflus is still the head coach. And it wasn't that long ago that everyone thought that this guy couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag. And then lo and behold, gets like this cool haircut and this beard. And now all of a sudden he's like the second coming of George Halas or Mike Ditka. Like, this isn't like a Nickelodeon sitcom, like an episode of Hannah Montana, where like the loser in class gets a cool haircut and all of a sudden starts getting straight A's. Like, it's just not how this works. So I think the Bears are going to cook with gas at some point here in the Caleb Williams era. Maybe it's next season with a new head coach. And I'm not saying the Bears are going to be bad, just that I don't see Chicago as a playoff team this year. And as far as the game goes on Sunday, you know, the Bears can win this game against Tennessee. Like, I'll stop short of picking Tennessee to win the game. But the spread being 4, 4.5, even 3.5, the only way that I would look here is Tennessee. It's facts, not in evidence, for the Bears to be this big of a favorite. I have questions about the Bears pass rush here. I think Tennessee probably has the better head coach in this game. We'll see with Brian Callahan against Matt Eberflus. So I will take the points with the Tennessee Titans. Bears can still win the game. And again, like, I do think that the Bears will be good in the Caleb Williams era. I just don't know if it's this year with this head coach.
I can understand that you don't watch Hard Knocks because of how the Giants presented themselves. I get that.
Giants Hard Knocks was good, man. Like, my team's terrible, but their Hard Knocks was good.
Yeah, the Hard Knocks was good, but I don't think the people in it were very good. And
terrible, yeah.
Yeah, I think Eberflus, if you watch this Hard Knocks, I know you didn't, he has a giant E in front of his house. He's not going anywhere. He'll never sell that thing. He's got an E on it. You know, that limits the market. Yes. Only E people.
Well, you know, I'll say this. I've been to Chicago a number of times. It's beautiful. I'd love to live in Chicago. And maybe Matt Eberflus can live in Chicago when he's the defensive coordinator next year for the Seattle Seahawks. We'll see how that goes.
Nick, if only we had an opening, you could come live in Chicago. But you're in Vegas this week. You Better You Bet is live from Mandalay Bay today, Friday, Sunday, and Monday on the BetQL Network in Chicago. That's 105.9 FM HD2 from 2 to 6 or on the BetQL app. All right, what happens tonight, Nick? What do you think, Ravens and Chiefs?
I love Kansas City. Not just, and like, again, this is not like a splitting the atom take, right? I love the Chiefs tonight. I love the Chiefs this season. I think we get for the first time in the illustrious history of the National Football League. I think we get, do I have to pay Pat Riley royalties if I say it on the air? I think we get a three-peat for the first time in the history of the NFL this year with the Kansas City Chiefs. And in lieu of kind of going on and on about why I think that's the case, I would just say this to people. Like, the Chiefs went 11-6 last year and won the Super Bowl, and there can be no question. Like, no matter how it turns out, like, they don't have to win the Super Bowl. I think they will. They're better this year than they were last year when they won the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, and I do like them in tonight's game. And just on Baltimore, I'm a little down on this Ravens team this year. Not that I think they're going to go, like, 5-12, just that you have to replace 3 out of 5 starting offensive linemen from last year, and the offensive line was obviously excellent. You lose, like, your whiz kid defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, yacht rock extraordinaire, Mike McDonald, great singer. He's now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. And I think it's just going to be a lot for Baltimore to have to overcome this season. So I'm down on the Ravens. I'm high on the Chiefs. I'd love to lay 2.5 with Kansas City, guys. It's currently, like, hovering between 2.5 and 3, depending on where the juice is. But Kansas City or nothing with me tonight.
I haven't seen your X account, your Twitter account regarding Brazil.
Well, because there can't be one, right? We got to get Elon on the phone here, because how are we going to get, like, the injury updates tomorrow night if no one can tweet from the game? I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out tomorrow night, guys. I do like the over in that game for what it's worth. With the Packers and Eagles, I think two really, really good offenses that I think will be able to take advantages of the defense early on in the season. So over tomorrow night in Sao Paulo for me.
Nick, have a great time in Vegas. Hope you have great shows and a very excellent Hannah Montana reference.
Thank you. Just two things quick. Number one, looking forward to working with social producer extraordinaire, David's nephew, Sean, who's going to be with us in Las Vegas. Sean is the absolute best. So we look forward to working with Sean, and got to give a prop for tonight. So is my guy, Dustin, does he have the pen and paper ready for tonight's prop?
Let's go.
He's ready.
Oh baby. September. I didn't like work this out beforehand. September flowers bring us money. Say flowers over 52.5 receiving yards. Get him away from Trent McDuffie, Kansas City's number one cornerback. Legarius Sneed, now in Tennessee. Zay Flowers, year two, over the middle of the field. Revenge game for him. Remember, fumbled in the AFC Championship game this past January against Kansas City. Over Zay Flowers receiving yards coming up tonight.
Great stuff, Nick. As always, we appreciate it. That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.